We are so quick to say, I have a right. But the gospel often responds, yes, you do, but are you willing to give it up? In his first letter to the Thessalonian believers, the Apostle Paul writes, "You remember, brothers, our labor and toil. We work night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you while we proclaim to you the gospel of God." Paul had the right to financial support. As an apostle, he could have insisted on it, and no one would have blamed him. But instead, he chose to limit that right. Why? So that nothing would get in the way of the gospel. The phrase, worked night and day, should be challenging to us. Paul wasn't taking it easy. He was fully active in both manual labor and gospel proclamation. He held both together because he understood that how we serve often speaks as loudly as what we say. Every unnecessary obstacle removed from the gospel path is itself an act of love. Authentic service sometimes means giving up what we are entitled to for the good of others. That runs against our instincts. We're taught to protect our rights, to defend our preferences, and to make sure we're treated fairly. Those instincts aren't entirely wrong, but the gospel introduces a different way of thinking. Jesus had every right to remain in glory, yet he humbled himself, took on flesh, and gave himself for us. He didn't cling to what was rightfully his. He gave it up in love. Paul's ministry was shaped by that same pattern, and those who follow Jesus are invited to do it as well. This doesn't mean we never speak up or that our needs don't matter. It means we're willing to ask a better question. What will most clearly serve others and honor Christ? Sometimes the answer is letting go of what we could demand. Is there a situation right now where you're holding tightly to a right or a preference? This week, consider whether giving it up might open the door for greater love or unity in the cause of Christ. Authentic service doesn't insist on its rights. It willingly surrenders them for the good of others.